Sue Sweet. Marie, Jean-Paul Grenier caught a break when a judge decided he could do his time for drug offenses under house arrest. Superior Court Justice Michael Varpio accepted the lawyer's sentencing position after the Sault Ste. Marie man pleaded guilty to two charges stemming from a December 13, 2022 incident. Grenier, 37, faced two charges of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine and cocaine, for the purpose of trafficking. Federal prosecutor Lindsay Marshall accepted pleas to the lesser included offense of simple possession of the narcotics during his November 27 court appearance. Varpio heard city police officers pulled over a vehicle near the intersection of Cap Avenue and Clement Street shortly before 2:30 a.m. Two people were in the back seat when the cops spoke to the driver, Marshall said. Officers spotted a Ziploc bag containing 14 grams of cocaine on the seat where Grenier, one of the passengers, was sitting. During a search of the vehicle, they located 27 grams of meth in a large bag near the right passenger door. The Crown and defense lawyer George Fournier jointly called for a conditional sentence of 2 years less day, which Grenier would serve in the community. During the first 12 months, Grenier would be under strict house arrest and for the remainder would have a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. The seized narcotics may not be fentanyl, but the courts recognize them as serious drugs, Marshall said. There was no indication of trafficking, she told Varpio. Grenier, who now resides in Sudbury, has a short, unrelated record and is employed, the Crown said, suggesting this is an appropriate sentence. Fournier described his client, the father of five, as a certified stonemason with many skills in multiple trades, who is working with the Carpenters Union in the Nickel City. Grenier has a record for thefts, which he committed in the throes of addiction, the defense said. After serving 12 months in the Sudbury jail for those Sioux offenses, he was released from custody on December 29 of last year, and has remained substance-free since then. During his time in the facility, Grenier took just about every program available to a sentenced prisoner. This is a just and joint submission, Fournier told the court, noting there would have been triable issues if the matter had gone to trial. His client's guilty pleas saved the system a lot of money and time by resolving this matter. Grenier also fell behind in his child support payments, works 12 hours a day, 5 days or sometimes even 7 days a week, Fournier said. The conditional sentence would allow him to continue his employment and provide for his children. He's basically settled himself. When asked if he had anything to say to the court, Grenier responded that he felt his lawyer has represented him well and hit the nail on the head. He then told Varpio, "I've made some mistakes, but I'm moving forward in my life," describing it as an amazing thing and explaining he's embracing a new life in Sudbury. In this day and age, a message has to be sent about such drugs, the judge said, adding there also is another message here. People will make mistakes and people will turn their lives around. Noting Grenier has pleaded guilty, is sober, and is working and contributing to society, Varpio said he is freely and frankly open about his mistakes and is trying to make amends. Given the offenses that he pleaded to, the nature of the substances, and the local drug situation, incarceration is appropriate, he said. A conditional sentence of 2 years less a day will send a message to the community. Because of the changes you've made, because there is a big difference with someone coming forward and saying I did it, I'm giving you a shot, the judge told Grenier. This case of simple possession involves a meaningful quantity of the substances, but it isn't overwhelming, Varpio said. When a person has rehabilitated himself, this sentence is applicable and arguably correct in your circumstances. During the first 12 months of his sentence, Grenier will be under house arrest and can only leave his residence for employment, medical emergencies, counseling and medical appointments. He can be out on Saturdays from noon to 5 p.m. to obtain the necessities of life. During the second part of his sentence, he will have the curfew, must undergo counseling, and isn't to possess any unlawful substances.